go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say joined by an old friend and much admired colleague, a freelance journalist specializing in the alternative media based in Sweden. Her name is Ingrid Carlqvist, and she came to mind because I received this morning from our friends at Jihad Watch, Robert Spencer's terrific site, a piece entitled Sweden on the Brink of Civil War. National Police Chief says, help us. Help us. Ingrid, these are grim tidings, needless to say, but it's good to have you with us to discuss them. Thank you so much for finding a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Yeah, it is exceptional. I mean, the head of police saying, help us, help us. But no one said the word civil war. I mean, the mainstream media, they reported on it, but they didn't go on questioning him. Who do you want to help you? What is it that you need help with? They just pretend that, well, it's hunky-dory. Maybe he says help us, but okay.
Well, the term civil war was introduced, according to this piece, by a fellow by the name of Johan Patrick Engelau, I believe it is. And he says the following, quote, I'm afraid it is the end for the well-organized, decent, and egalitarian Sweden we have known up to now. Personally, I would not be surprised if a form of civil war occurs. In some places, the civil war has probably already begun. Unquote. Ingrid, you've been following developments in Sweden very closely with respect to the immigration crisis there, the surging numbers of military age, I guess you'd say, male, seemingly jihadist, Sharia supremacist types. To the extent that that is at the crux of this problem, do you think it is an exaggeration to describe it as perhaps an incipient civil war?
Not at all. I've been saying this for maybe 2 years or something like that, that is where we are heading. And you could also say we already have it, but it's not, you know, people think about civil war as there are two armies fighting against each other. That's not what is going to happen. But what is already happening is that a lot of these Sharia soldiers, you can call them, they live in the suburbs, and they are in charge. I mean, the police just noticed that we went from, I think, 52 so-called exposed areas to 61. And they are getting, you know, the list is getting longer and longer. And what are they exposed to? I mean, they're exposed to their own people, the people who live there. But in Sweden, we always rename things to say that, oh, they're exposed to, I mean, bad conditions, bad housing, racism, discrimination, and so on and so on. The truth is that they are in those zones because, you know, Swedes cannot go into those suburbs.
And, you know, I was struck, one of the other pieces that is mentioned in this report from Jihad Watch is a quote from the police chief of Stockholm, Lars Alverso, who says, quote, there is lawlessness in parts of Stockholm now, unquote, which seems to pick up on the piece that the National Police Commissioner, Dan Eliasson, said in talking about how Swedish police forces can simply no longer uphold the law. And it just really sounds as though you're at the cusp of whether it's a civil war or not, certainly a breakdown of order in that society. Again, I'm just trying to figure out, is that an exaggeration or hyperbole, or do you think that's really what's afoot?
I know that's really what is going on. I mean, there are, in this 61 suburbs, the police, they can't send in the firefighters or the ambulances without police escort. And when the police comes, they immediately start throwing stones or, you know, fighting against the police. So they have already lost control. And I think that sooner or later, they will have to do something about the suburbs. We cannot just, you know, go on and giving away pieces, large pieces of Sweden to Sharia people. So one day they will have to do something about it. They will have to go inside these areas and clean them up. And what do you think will happen then? A lot of people are going to get shot, maybe killed, and that then the real civil war is going to break out. I mean, the Swedes against the Muslims, or the Muslims have already been fighting us for many, many years, but the Swedes will retaliate. And that is what I think they seek. They fear it so much that they just let it go on.
There is a report as well in this piece, Ingrid Carlqvist of Sweden, that the police are looking at the mass resignation of perhaps as many as 80% of their law enforcement officers who are so demoralized and feel, I guess, so powerless against this kind of takeover of the country and establishment of Sharia law-governed enclaves they dare not enter, that they're simply going to bail out. Does that sound right to you?
Oh, yes. We have been writing about this for a couple of years. I mean, would you like to risk your life for a really bad salary? No, most people wouldn't want to do that. And so a lot of them, they quit the police. They go to these private companies where they work as security officers and so on. And this is also because for the last 10 or 15 years, the school of police, they have been saying no to white Swedes wanting to become police officers because they needed diversity. So they have been taking in a lot of women and foreign-born people. So, I mean, they have, you could say that they have brought this on themselves, on us, because they have not been doing the good thing. I mean, take those people who always used to be good police officers and give them a decent salary.
Ingrid Carlqvist, one of the things that I guess is most distressing about this report is the suggestion that the government of Sweden, this feminist government, as it's called, is simply incapable of addressing this threat and mounting the kind of response that you've suggested is going to be needed anytime soon. Is that fair, do you think? And if so, what will it take for the government, for that matter, the elites and the people of Sweden to save their country?
Yeah, that is really the question. What will it take? When will they wake up? They will be the last people in Sweden waking up to face the chaos that they have created. And of course, they don't want to wake up because then they would have to say to themselves, oh my God, what did we do? So this government is absolutely not capable. And what if there was another government? Well, they ran Sweden up until 3 years ago. So they are absolutely as bad, the opposition, I mean, as the social democratic government that we have now. And I think it's sometimes, I think no one of these sides want to win next year's election because both sides know that Sweden will collapse and nobody wants to be the prime minister when that happens. The only hope we have is the Sweden Democrats, but even though they are right now the largest party in the polls, still no other party wants to cooperate with them. Maybe they will be forced to after next year's election, but I think that's the only hope.
We'll be watching it closely with your good help, Ingrid Carlqvist of Sweden, a freelance journalist and serious, serious observer and faithful accounter for what is happening in her country. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about it today.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.